Hola y bienvenidos a Sex and Spanglish, where we empower mujeres to get in touch with their bodies, own their pleasure, and where we discuss all the cochinadas our abuelas didn't tell us about. I'm Ana López, sexpert, future doctora, certified sex and life coach, proud Latina, and your go-to guide for all things sex. I'm here to help you kick vergüenza to the curb and teach you to have guilt-free sexual pleasure. Basically, I'm here to help you have mind-blowing sex without all the guilt and shame you learned growing up. Let's be real. La comunidad Latina doesn't talk about sex, pero qué suerte tienes because this Latina does. It is my vision to have Latinas worldwide discussing sex with one another just like they do with chisme. Así que, prepárate. I'm about to change the way you view sex para siempre. Hey, before we get into the episode, I have some news to share. So there are less than 2 weeks left of 2022, and there isn't going to be a better time to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium than right now. Here is why you want to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium before we say goodbye to 2022. When you invest in La Sinvergüenza Symposium before December 31st, 2022, you are going to get access to the paid version of Operation Orgasm. That means you get to attend the coaching calls live, you also get to ask questions and get coaching, and you get access to a pleasure journal that you can do on your own. So the next cohort of La Sinvergüenza Symposium launches on February 1st, 2023. When you join by December 31st, 2022, you will get early access to the coaching calls and course materials. You also get access to all the coaching calls that have already happened since June of 2022. So that's a shit ton of calls that you get to watch and take advantage of before the program even begins. You also get opportunities to apply for one-on-one quickie calls prior to February 1st. So you actually have the opportunity to get coaching before the program even begins, which means that your results are just going to be started before you even enter the room in the program and meet all the lovely mujeres in there. You also get access to the 2022 investment level, which is 6 months for $1,200. This investment level goes up to $3,000 on January 1st, so I highly encourage you to join by December 31. When you join by December 31, you also get access to an 8-month payment plan. So that means that your payments are only going to be $150 a month when they are normally $200 a month, making this even more accessible for you. So if you are worried about accessibility, this is definitely something to take advantage of. So basically, what you need to do is go to the show notes of this episode. I will leave the link there where you can access to either invest upfront or invest in the 8-month payment plan. You need to do so by December 31st. If you have any questions, you can send me an email, ana@sexandspanglish.com. I hope to see you there. Welcome back to another episode of the Sex and Spanglish podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking all about relaxation. I don't know if you can hear in my voice, but I'm like semi-laughing right now because this is like the fifth take, and I also just stuttered that sentence. This is like the fifth take of recording this episode. I haven't recorded in a while because I was batching my content, and now I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, and I just keep messing up, and so I'm just laughing at myself. But anyways, today we are going to be talking about relaxation and how to actually relax, because many of us, myself included, don't know how to fully and truly relax. Now, if you're like, okay, well, if you don't know how to relax, how the hell are you going to tell me how to relax? This is a process, my friend, and I have been working on this diligently for the past year. I am still working on perfecting it. It is definitely a process, especially when it's something that you never learned growing up. So why is relaxation important to a sex podcast? Well, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you will know that not relaxing or stress, right, is the kryptonite to orgasm. When you do not relax, you literally cannot orgasm. And if you do, it's not as pleasurable as it could be. For those of you that haven't orgasmed yet or don't orgasm often, not relaxing actually inhibits you from orgasming, right? So it prevents you from orgasming. And it also doesn't allow you to fully feel any other type of sexual pleasure or any type of pleasure in general, actually. So again, it's totally normal to not know how to relax. And again, I'm still learning, right? This is a process. It's a skill. And not many people have this skill. Relaxing is also not super common in Latino households, especially amongst women. So if you grew up in a household where anytime you said you were bored, they responded with, pues ponte a limpiar, or you had to clean the entire house before you left, those are examples of not learning how to relax. If immediately as you sat down, tráeme ese remote, tráeme esto, like whatever it was, right? Or you constantly just saw your mom or your grandma or your tías or whoever else, any other woman in the house or even men in the household constantly doing things, never sitting down, you interpret that is what is normal, right? That was normal for them, but it doesn't have to be normal for you. And what I want to say about this, like, normal word is, like, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. Just because it's super common for women to always be doing something, always be cooking, always be cleaning, always be playing with the kids, always be whatever, always doing and never relaxing, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. The body needs rest. The mind needs rest. And if you find yourself in a place where you are constantly anxious, where you're constantly forgetting shit, where you constantly feel like your fight or flight response is activated, where you aren't able to fully relax, where you aren't able to experience sexual pleasure, where you aren't able to orgasm, then maybe, you know, there's something there, right? We need to pay attention. So, how do we relax? We have to actually relax. Now, I know that sounds stupid, but like literally, like in order to relax, you have to actually try to do it, right? It's just like I have many people come to me and they're like, oh, well, like I want to have better sex, but then they're not having sex. Like if you want to learn how to do it, you have to actually do it. So you have to try to relax, even if it isn't as effective as it could be. So sit your ass down and do something relaxing. Now, the problem here is that many of us, and this was me too when I first started, I did not know what was relaxing. I'm like, I don't know, doing nothing. I'm tired of doing things, right? Which I do love doing nothing. But what I realized, and I actually had this realization yesterday as I was like going to sleep, it's not necessarily doing nothing that is relaxing to me. It's not having a planned day because oftentimes my days are planned. I have a very full schedule. Granted, I love my schedule. I love that I'm in a doctoral program. I love my business. I love my podcast. I love my clients. I love my day job. All of those things. My family, friends, blah, blah, blah. Everything that's in my schedule. Absolutely love it. Don't want to give up any of it. I refuse. However, a lot of it's planned. And I want a day where I don't have to plan shit. I'm just like, oh yeah, I feel like doing this or I feel like doing that, right? Like that is relaxing to me, right? So it's super important to think about what is relaxing for you. And when I say what is relaxing for you, I don't mean things like going out and getting a manicure and pedicure or a massage or getting your hair done. Those can be relaxing. I'm not saying that they're not, but those are oftentimes what our mind goes to, right? The stereotypical self-care shit that people are talking about. I want to know what is relaxing to you, what relaxes you. And the way that you know that something is relaxing is because when you are done doing said activity, you feel replenished, you feel refreshed. Similar to the way that like if you were like really sweaty and gross and then you took a shower and you washed your hair, maybe you shaved if that's your thing, right? And you get out and like you moisturize and you're like, and you like lay in clean sheets, right? A fresh pair of PJs, whatever it is, right? Like that feeling, that is like how I feel in my mind when I actually relax. So some things that are actually replenishing or relaxing or re-energizing to me are like reading a good fiction book, taking a nap, not having a day or having a day where I don't have anything planned, right? Having no plans and just that doesn't mean I'm not doing anything, but it's just not planned. I'm just like going with the flow. That is relaxing. Taking a walk. Oh my God, that I love walking. But anyways, I digress. What is relaxing to you, right? So what I want you to do is if you're driving, obviously don't do this. Just think about it. If you are in a place where you can write or type, I want you to write down three things that feel relaxing to you off the top of your head. What are things that allow you to come back with more mental clarity, where you feel replenished, whatever that looks like? There is no like right or wrong thing. What is truly relaxing, not what sounds like it would be relaxing, right? I want you to write down things that you've experienced that are actually relaxing, even if you've only experienced it once. Now, once you have that list, I want you to pick a day and time where you're going to do one of those things and do it for 5 minutes every single week. So this could look like on Mondays at 8 a.m., I'm going to read for 5 minutes. Or on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m., I am going to take a 5-minute walk, right? Like whatever it is, I really want you to pick the day and the time that you are going to do it every single week. And the reason for this is the more specific you are about the day and the time, the more likely you're going to be able to do it. Notice how Monday at 5 p.m., I'm going to read for 5 minutes sounds a lot different than I'm going to read for 5 minutes sometime this week. Like, when are you going to do it? You're going to get to Saturday and be like, oh shit, I haven't done it yet, right? And then you're just doing it to do it. Like, I want you to deliberately plan this time for relaxation. And maybe you're like, oh, well, I don't have 5 minutes. Well, are you spending 5 minutes scrolling on TikTok? Are you spending 5 minutes on Facebook? Are you, I don't know, watching TV, online shopping, whatever it is? And I'm not saying any of those things are bad, but what I invite you to consider is, are those things actually relaxing? Some people say that social media is relaxing, but when you stop scrolling, do you feel replenished? If you do, then okay, fine. But I don't think many of you do. So something to think about. I want you to think of tasks where you feel actually replenished. We are deliberately relaxing, not just doing nothing, because there is a difference. So what I want to point out before y'all start to do this is that for some people, especially those of us that grew up in a Latino household, relaxing can be very anxiety provoking. And that's totally normal. This happens to me from time to time. I sit down and I'm like, oh, I should be doing something. I can sit here and relax, but I can also, you know, fold laundry, or like I'm trying to be productive while I'm relaxing. And that's the opposite of what we're trying to do. We're trying to relax. We're not being productive. We are relaxing, right? So for those of you who find it anxiety provoking, I want you to sit with the anxiety. And I know that sounds counterintuitive. You're like, what the fuck? Like, I want to get rid of it. But I want you to allow it to be there. Invite it along. Like, imagine you're going like on a car ride. I want you to invite the anxiety to come along. I don't want you to push it away. I don't want you to try to stop feeling it. I know it's uncomfortable. But I want you to just actually feel what the anxiety feels like in your body. And just allow it to be there. It's an emotion. It's not going to kill you, I promise. I know it feels like that, maybe, because you're not used to it. But I invite you to just sit there with the anxiety. And if at any point it is too intense, you can stop for a little bit. Like, you can stop focusing on it and it will kind of, you know, go to the side. It will kind of go down a little bit. But that's actually how you learn to process emotions. And for those of you that are experiencing an anxiety while you are relaxing, again, this is totally normal, especially for those of us that don't know how, that assume that we always have to be productive, always be doing something. I invite you to incorporate this technique that I use almost every single day. I want you to think about what you did as a child to console yourself. So for some people, for myself included, I always hugged my grandma. My grandma is no longer here. but I will go and hug my partner, or I will hug a stuffed animal or a pillow. Some people will go and sit in their car, like they need alone time. For other people, they need to cry. For others, they draw or they write, right? Whatever you did to console yourself as a child, I want you to do that after you are done processing that anxiety, right? So you sit down for the 5 minutes and you're like, I'm trying to read, for example, and you feel really anxious. I want you to allow that. I want you to put the book down. I want you to sit with the anxiety. Sit with it as long as you can. Just notice what's going on in your body. Notice where it's at. How does it feel? Not pushing it away. Just getting curious about what's going on with it. And then when you are done, hopefully it's 5 minutes, but if it's not, that's totally fine. I invite you to bring in that drawing or writing or hugging a person or hugging a stuffed animal, whatever it is. I invite you to do that immediately after, to allow your nervous system to calm down. Because when you are anxious, your nervous system is activated. So it's super important that you are providing a balance between the two. So to summarize, we want to relax. We want to learn to relax, even if you're never going to have sex again, which I highly doubt that is the case if you're listening to this podcast. But I want you to think about three things that feel relaxing to you, truly relaxing, not what sounds relaxing, and then pick a day and time where you are going to do one of those three things and do it for 5 minutes every single week. So that's one time a week, every single week, until this becomes a habit. And if you are experiencing anxiety, I invite you to sit with the anxiety and also attempt to console yourself as you did as a child. So that is all that I have for y'all today. If you are curious about like how to process emotions and you're like, I need more of this in my life, then you are definitely going to want to sign up for La Sinvergüenza Symposium. We have a ton of calls already on the call list, like that we've already had, where I've coached people on how to feel emotions, how to recognize them, how to process them, all of those things. And those definitely contribute to a better sex life. So if that is something that you're struggling with, you're like, I just listened to this because it's about sex, but yeah, I'm really struggling with emotions, then you are in the right place. La Sinvergüenza Symposium definitely touches on emotions. Vergüenza, shame, is an emotion. So if you're facing shame, then you want to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium as well, or any other emotion you're struggling with. So we open our doors on February 1st, 2023. But if you join, this episode is coming out December 21st. So if you are listening to this in real time, you want to get in today. And the reason for that is because the investment level is going up in January and there are a ton of bonuses if you join by December 31st. You're going to get access to the paid version of Operation Orgasm, which means you get access to free coaching. You get access to asking questions. You get access to a pleasure journal. You also get access to all those coaching calls that I just mentioned from back in, I believe it was up until June. So there are a ton of coaching calls that have already happened that you can watch before the February 1st start date. You also get access to one-on-one coaching with me via quickie calls if that is something that you're interested in. I will send you all the details, but the way for you to join is by getting on the interest list. I'm going to leave the interest list in the show notes, so go ahead, get on the interest list. I will also actually leave the direct links to purchase. So if you're like, absolutely, I know this is for me, I am going to leave both the payment plan option and the pay in full options in the show notes so you can go ahead and purchase. Those will be turned off at midnight on December 31st. So make sure you do that today before you forget. I will talk to y'all next week. Hey mujer, this is your invitation to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button to be notified when new episodes are released. Join me every week to hear me talk about orgasms, foreskin, dildos, and all the other cochinadas your abuela didn't tell you about. But that's not all. We'll also discuss machismo, la tía metiche, and sexual stories from other Latinas just like you. And if you're ready to start spicing up your sex life tonight, then be sure to download my free ebook, Spice It Up Con La Sex Coach. You can find the link in the show notes. And finally, let's keep in touch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Sex and Spanglish. Be sure to follow me and let me know you heard this episode. Deseándote todo el placer, porque el placer es poder.